USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
History has been made in the United Kingdom. Charles III has been officially proclaimed King of Great Britain. He spent 7 decades as the heir apparent, officially becoming king when his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, died on Thursday. His Majesty paid tribute to her in his speech.
My mother's reign was unequaled in its duration, its dedication, and its devotion. Even as we grieve, we give thanks for this most faithful life.
Charles's eldest son, Prince William, is now the heir apparent to the throne. He and wife, Princess Kate, assumed the titles Prince and Princess of Wales. In a short statement posted to Instagram, William said that he will honor his grandmother's memory by supporting his father in every way he can, adding that while the world lost a leader, he lost a grandmother. The Royal Palace says the funeral for Queen Elizabeth II will take place on Monday, September 19th. The Kremlin says it's pulling back troops from 2 areas in Ukraine's Kharkiv region, where a Ukrainian counteroffensive has made great strides in the past week. The news comes days after apparent advances by Ukraine in what's considered the biggest battlefield success for them since they thwarted a Russian attempt to seize the capital at the start of the war nearly 7 months ago. UAW members are on strike at the Stellantis casting plant in Kokomo, Indiana. They're concerned about health and safety issues, including the company's alleged refusal to repair and replace the plant's HVAC system. The 35-acre facility makes parts used in the powertrains of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. The 3-week losing streak for Wall Street was broken on Friday. The gains put a fine point on the holiday-shortened week, which saw the market regain some of the ground lost. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
An update on an incident where a Brigham Young University fan allegedly hurled a racial slur towards a Duke University volleyball player. That fan is in the clear, according to USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A fan is no longer banned from all BYU sporting events after an investigation found no evidence to support an alleged racist incident. The fan was initially banned after a Duke volleyball player claimed he shouted racial slurs during a game last month. BYU officials announced they found no evidence to back the allegation after reviewing all security footage and talking with over 50 people in attendance. The university said the investigation was as thorough as possible, and they invite anyone with evidence contrary to the findings to speak up. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The defense for fallen R&B superstar R. Kelly has rested in the singer's federal trial in Chicago. Before the side finish, Kelly's co-defendant and former business manager Daryl McDavid ended 3 days on the stand, testifying to his belief that Kelly did not abuse minors, then said he started to have doubts during the trial which began last month. The two men are charged with fixing Kelly's 2008 child pornography trial, at which Kelly was acquitted. Repeating the main point for this hour, King Charles III is now officially Britain's monarch. The funeral for Queen Elizabeth II is now scheduled for Monday, September the 19th. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.